All right, I just figured I'd hop on here and give a preview of what I think is the most anticipated hockey game, non-playoff hockey game that I can think of in a decade plus. Maybe since that U.S.-Russia game back in the Sochi Olympics back in 2014. I'm excited for this one. And the rest of everybody else is too, because if you want to get in to the United States and Canada tonight, at the Bell Center in Montreal, tickets going to run you about $500. I think that after Wednesday, anticipation for this game went through the roof after people saw how the players reacted, or I guess played in this tournament. I was always under the influence that these players were going to play their hearts out. They've been wanting to play for their country for a while. It's been a sore issue, sore topic of discussion for the players, that they've been upset that there really hasn't been a true best on best tournament that's really sponsored by the league or allowed by the league, really. And now they finally got it and they showed out. The first game couldn't have been better for the NHL, I think. And, the ratings showed it. It drew high ratings, here in the US, even though it was Canada and Sweden. And as it should have, it was a fucking great game. It was as good as hockey gets for anyone that enjoys the sport in its purest form. That was like porn. As I said on my story, I needed a cigarette after that. And then even Thursday, even though the final score ended up getting out of whack, the U.S. and Finland, it was still a competitive game, still a good game. Both teams were trying. You know, I think that it wasn't as good as the first game was in terms of continuity. So, you know, that's something to be worried about, too, as an American, as I felt that the Canadian team came out much more cohesive. They looked like a cohesive unit. The Americans for about 40 minutes of that game looked like a team that was just assembled on Monday. But they turned it on in the third period. They figured it out. I don't know what exactly happened. They know they put both the Tkachuk brothers on the same line, and Mike Sullivan put both the Tkachuk brothers on the same line, and that ended up being the difference. Both Tkachuk brothers get two goals in the game. Brady had scored the first goal, and then they both scored in the third period. Tkachuk scores. Matthew scored two times. Brady scores another. Scores another one. They both had finished the night with two. And yeah, no, it was as the most talented, I think, American team that we've ever had, and it really makes this game exciting. I don't know if you can match forward for forward with the Canadians. I think you're a little outgunned in that regard. The power play obviously worries me. Canada's first power play unit of Crosby, McDavid, and McKinnon. You got to be worried about that. I just don't see a power play with them going longer than 20 seconds just because they're both that talented. And then add on the fact Cale Makar is at the blue line, which we may not see Cale Makar tonight. We no update on his status, but he did miss practice yesterday with a illness. So a chance he does not play in this game, which would be a massive blow to the Canadians for sure. They already are down a defenseman. They lost Shea Theodore of the Vegas Golden Knights the other night. Looked like he broke his hand potentially. I know he was in the x-ray room, and then the timetable for him is in, you know, towards the playoff, which is how convenient for the Vegas Golden Knights. They get another guy that they can put on LTIR, but man, no, I'm excited for this game tonight. And like I said, I think it's the most anticipated game outside of, you know, a Stanley Cup final game seven that there's been in a long, long, long time. And I think it's great. I think it's great for the league. You know, a lot of people, they don't like the idea of this because they're worried about what happened to Shea Theodore, which is now Shea Theodore's hurt. He's not going to be able to play games down the stretch here for the Vegas Golden Knights. But I think it comes with, you know, the territory. You know, soccer does international play, and, you know, these guys are over, you know, playing for their country and stuff like that, and the clubs just kind of have to risk that they might get hurt, you know. In the it's just part of the game. I guess you got to you feel the players want it to be a part of the game. And I think it's an entertaining product. As long as the product is entertaining, I'll take the risk of guys getting hurt. I don't really care. You know, obviously no one wants to see their best player get hurt in an international tournament where they might be contending for a Stanley Cup. Maybe I would feel differently if I felt more confident in the Bruins' ability, but because my team isn't really a Stanley Cup contender, I'm having fun watching it. I know that if you're a fan of a team that's contending for a Stanley Cup, you're probably biting your nails as you're watching this. But no, I think that it's been a great product. And like I said, tonight, even today, you got the Finns and the Swedes playing, and those two teams, you know, that's a rivalry as well. Even if you're from, you're not, you know, in North America, you can appreciate that those two teams are going to probably grind it out, want to beat each other. There's, you know, a regional supremacy on the line there. It really does stink that there is no Russian team, no Czech team, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll get that eventually. We'll get that in the Olympics or whatever. I don't know what the plan is for Russia going forward. I know that they're still banned from international competition, so I don't know if there's going to be a team full of Russians there, but no, we'll see. But again, tonight I think is going to be a barometer for how far U.S. hockey has come. I am leaning the Canadiens tonight just because it's in their building. They kind of have more pressure on them to win because they had that overtime win, which in this tournament really hurts you because of the way the point system is. You get 3 points for a regulation win, two points for an overtime win, a point for an overtime loss, and no points for a regulation loss. So basically every game is worth 3 points essentially, which for me and a lot of other people have felt that this is how the NHL should be doing their point structure anyway. And I wonder if this is a dry run, as I mentioned in the preview. I wonder if this is a dry run to test it and see how it plays out. In a small scale before they bring it to the actual, you know, league. But because of that, Canada is now down a point in the pool, meaning that, you know, they're less guaranteed to make the championship game, especially if Sweden were to win a regulation win today over a Finnish team, which is kind of beat up. They were already sort of lacking in talent. They were already the fourth team in this thing. And they've had a bunch of injuries on the blue line up. And the best factoid that I heard during that U.S. Finland game is apparently there's only 11 Finnish defensemen in the league, and they're on number 10 of them because of all the injuries that they've had. So, and of course, it seemed like the 10th guy that they have ended up scoring a goal in Henry Jokiharju against the U.S. the other night. It was the first goal of the game. But yeah, so if Sweden were to win a regulation win today against Finland, which is a depleted Finland team, they would get 3 points. They'd have four. The Canadians really would kind of be in a sticky situation if they were to lose tonight. Even in overtime, they would be behind the eight ball. So for them, I think that obviously it's more important. They're home. They need it standing. They're probably going to need it standings wise. Obviously depends on how that Finland Sweden game goes, but there's that. I just feel like anytime that the Americans and the Canadians meet on these best on best, we always feel like the Americans, oh, here they come, and then they always seem to fall short. The only game that I can think of that they won was that 2010 Vancouver. They played in the pool play before the knockout stage, and the U.S. had won, and then ultimately in the gold medal game, Canada wins in overtime and one of the most famous goals of all time. But yeah, no, I just I I still like the U.S. in the tournament. I think that they are the most well-rounded team. Tonight, going to be a bit tough. I think that they're a little outgunned up front. I think that Canada looked like a more cohesive unit at first the other night, but then they sort of laid off the gas pedal against Sweden. So, you know, there is something to look at there is, you know, are they a little bit too much of a all-star team in which they're kind of lollygagging around? It definitely felt that way in the overtime. It definitely felt that way when they went up 3-1. It felt like they got up 3-1 against Sweden and thought that they were going to continue to dunk on them. And then they found themselves in a game. Sweden ended up getting two quick goals and tying it up. And it felt like that then they had to really turn, put their foot on the gas again. So if you're the U.S., you know, you grinded out a 60-minute game, sort of, kind of. You know, you were playing hard into that third period. You sort of wonder if you can take advantage of that, if you can just outgrind them, if you can weather the storm early on. Maybe you can catch them in that middle to that middle part of the game. Obviously, they have the advantage in net. Connor Hellebuck, I would imagine, is starting today, and he's been the best goalie in the world. Didn't have a great goal to give up there at the start of that Finland game, but that was the only one he let by. I am really excited for this game. I hope it's a close competitive game. I hope it goes to overtime. I hope it's all that in a bag of chips, especially because it might be the only time we see these two teams play each other. Here's hoping that it's a good game and that it lives up to the expectations, which are immense. But like I said, I'm going to lean the Canadians tonight. I'm going to pick them in a close, tight game. It just feels like I feel like I'm set up for disappointment. So like I said, I'm going to pick the Canadians. I think that they'll prevail tonight. Maybe not on Thursday. Maybe when they meet again, if they meet again on Thursday in the championship game in Boston, it's a different story. But I just think that the Americans might be a little too outgunned, and it might just be too soon for them to meet where I think the Americans can win. I think that give them another game, another two games, meet further later this week, that'll play to the Americans' favor because they'll be able to be more of a team, as it felt like in large parts of that Finland game that they were a team that was assembled just the other day. In Canada, it felt like they had been playing all year, which was very concerning. And it's going to be tough to stop. So I don't know. Here's hoping that's a good game, and I hope everyone enjoys it, because even if you don't like hockey, I would say definitely watch this game. Just for the atmosphere, it's going to be crazy in that building. Like I said, tickets are going for $500 just to sit in the way back of that, what's the largest building in the league. I just to feel the atmosphere. If you don't get it, I mean, sure, I understand. But, man, there's nothing that compares to, like, a big-time hockey game. It's a dopamine rush like none other. It just hits like nothing else. No other sport can deliver that level of excitement, I feel like, and just atmosphere in the building, and you just feel it through the TV. So definitely, if you're not a hockey fan, I would say tune in tonight, check it out, especially at the start of the game with the anthems and all that drama with all the booing and all the nonsense and all that shit. And then, at the start of the game should be, you know, the energy should be through the roof. Hopefully it doesn't turn out to be a lousy game and one team ends up running away with it. Hopefully it's a competitive game throughout, and hopefully it goes into those final 5 minutes of the third period. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm really excited. And you should be too. So check it out tonight, guys.